What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day 15 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is called Sent. Andrew Owen said, "Don't choose as optional what God considers essential." Our text for today is John 20:19-23. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Some thoughts on today's text. On the evening of Jesus' resurrection, the disciples locked themselves in a room out of fear. Jesus had been crucified, and they feared that as his followers, they might be next. So Jesus suddenly appeared before them and spoke peace into their hearts. He reassured them of who he was by showing them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw his scars, their sorrow disappeared. Again, Jesus speaks peace to his followers and follows it with these remarkable words, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you," in verse 21. The word "sent" in John 20:21 is the New Testament word apostello. It is where the title apostle comes from. It comes from two Greek words, apo, which means from or of, and stello, which means set apart. So apostello means to send away or to set apart for a mission. This word is found 133 times in the New Testament. That is a lot of setting apart and sending. To follow Jesus is to be sent. Jesus' command to every disciple is to go, see Matthew 28:19. We may not all go overseas, but we are all to be going somewhere with the message of Christ. This means that if you are not going, by definition, you are not living out Jesus' mandate. God sent his Son, and his Son sent his followers. Not to go is to be found delinquent in our duty as his disciples. John 20:21 is not the first reference from John's Gospel about Jesus sending his disciples. In John 17:18, Christ said, "Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world." Ivor Powell explains this truth in his commentary on John's Gospel as follows. In some sense, their mission was to be as important as his. He was sent to make salvation for sinners possible. He was now sending them, for without the proclamation of the message, even the triumph of the cross would fall short of that which God intended. How can men be saved unless they hear the gospel? And how can preachers proclaim the message unless there is a message to proclaim? God and redeemed men were inextricably united in the endeavor to evangelize humanity. God sent his Son to save us, and Jesus sent us to get his message to a lost and dying world. Just think where we would be if those first disciples hadn't obeyed Jesus' command. If they had cowered in fear, we would never have been covered in forgiveness. If Peter had never been restored, who would have preached at Pentecost? If John hadn't been exiled for his faith, we wouldn't have God's vision of the future. If James hadn't believed that the Savior came from his own family, we would not know that faith without works is dead. It was through the persecution of those first disciples that the good news of Jesus spread to the entire known world. There is much at stake when it comes to sharing our faith and living boldly for Jesus. Aren't you glad that someone obeyed God's call to go and be a witness? Every saved child of God owes their salvation to Jesus Christ and to whoever shared the good news with them. Shouldn't it be evident that we should share Jesus? Kirk Cameron once said, "If you had the cure to cancer, wouldn't you share it?" God gave you the cure to sin and death. Get out there and share it. We have the best news of all. We cannot keep that good news to ourselves. Some questions to consider. How do Jesus' words challenge you in John 20:21? In what ways are you currently living as sent out by Christ? How does Isaiah 6:8 connect with Jesus' challenge in John 20:21? And I heard a voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." Thanks for joining us today.